Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend David Dossie back on the show. David is, he is not only an intellectual property attorney, a patent lawyer, as you, as us old folks used to call him. He's my intellectual property attorney and does a great job for us here in my business. He's a partner at Gallagher and Dossie, and he's our good friend David. Welcome back.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So David, one of your peers, a guy named Ken Crozen, who's used to be a member, he's a retired member of my brain trust now. He was out of Washington, D.C. He wrote a paper once that I used for a long time as a research for my IP message. And that paper, this research showed that in around 1980, about 30% of all corporate assets were intellectual property, mostly patents. And 70% were physical buildings and inventory and stuff like that. Well, over the next 20 years, that number had inverted to being 70% intellectual and 30% physical. And you've got some information that shows that's continued apace, don't you?
Right. I mean, nowadays, just think of the number of people that you know that are working from home that 10, 15 years ago, that would never have been the case. And the physical requirements on a corporation are significantly less today than they have been in the past. And, you know, accordingly, the value of the companies has just keep getting weighted more and more towards the intellectual property.
Right, exactly. And so, I mean, look at Airbnb. Airbnb has a greater capitalization. Airbnb.com has a greater capitalization than several of the hotel corporations combined.
Right.
They don't own a piece of real estate.
That's right.
So that's in the, look at Uber.
Exactly.
Another example. So now, even though most small businesses aren't like that concentration of intellectual property, and that's the point that I've been making over the years, our percentage, the ratio of physical to IP is following the track, if not the same percentages, is following the track of corporate America, isn't it, with regard to that ratio?
Yeah, small business, it's easy to brush that off and think, oh, well, I just have a small pizza shop or something. But bottom line is, if you don't own your building, you know, if you're just leasing your space, sure, you're going to have some expensive ovens and such, but you're going to want to sell your business when you retire for significantly more than the value of those 15 to 20-year-old ovens.
Right.
And that value is going to be the intellectual property associated with your business.
Which could be your trademark name.
Right.
It could be the software, the processes that you've created, you've developed for yourself to deliver better pizza. It could be the data of your customer relationships, all that, right?
Absolutely. You know, I've seen small businesses that if you're a pizza shop or a restaurant, you know, the value of your trademark and the goodwill associated with it and your reputation in the community is worth many times more than your annual revenues, you know, and people are often surprised. And then it hits them to say, oh, well, what am I doing to protect this?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and the thing is, it's one of the funny things that an accountant doing an evaluation of a property, of a business, won't give the seller any value for their goodwill, right? But the attorney in the deal will say, yeah, but we better lock this guy in for 5 years so he can't go compete with us.
Right? And that's one of the points I had on my list was, you know, speak with your accountant on how you value and depreciate your intellectual property. Mm-hmm. And if they give you the deer in the headlight look, then you better think, maybe it's time I look, you know, for a new accountant.
He's absolutely on the money about that, folks, because I've seen it both ways. There, as much as I love CPAs, there are a lot of them out there, too many of them out there that don't understand the premise of what we started the conversation with, right, Dave?
Sure.
The growth in IP. Dave, I need the website, please.
It is invention-protection.com.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into this, the difference between managing your IP and having an IP strategy, intellectual property strategy. Folks, this is very important. I practice what I preach, and it's made me money. I can tell you that right now. 20 till, right back with David Dossie. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Pretty eyes, pirate smile, you're merry music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.